Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With the awards season coming up, Hollywood is starting to release the big ones with the famous movie stars and directors. So this week I'm looking at three of those kind of movies. There's a drama about the downtrodden, a biopic about religious leaders at the top, and a comedy mystery about a large group of suspects caught in the middle of a potential murder. The Kindness of Others, written and directed by Lone Scherfig. Manhattan is a lonely place, especially for people down on their luck. Alice, played by Andrea Riseborough, is an empathetic emergency room nurse who volunteers at a soup kitchen and moderates a forgiveness group. But her long hours are taking a toll on her psyche. Clara, played by Zoe Kazan, is a wide-eyed young mom from Buffalo on vacation with her two boys. Well, at least that's what she tells them. In fact, she's penniless, fleeing from her husband, a cop, Richard, who beats up their kids. She keeps them fed by shoplifting, dumpster diving, and stealing hors d'oeuvres from parties. Mark, played by Tahar Rahim, French actor, is an ex-con recently freed from prison by a lawyer who lands a job managing a Russian restaurant. And Jeff, played by Caleb Landry Jones, is an earnest simpleton who can't hold on to a job. If he doesn't pay his rent soon, he'll be out on the street. Luckily, some strangers are kind. But will Alice find happiness, Clara find refuge, Mark find friends, and Jeff find a job? Or are they just more victims in the naked city? Okay, The Kindness of Strangers follows four seemingly unrelated stories as they gradually come together in unexpected ways. Danish director Lone Scherfig's movies are always good, even the bad ones. And this is a pretty good one. It's basically a Christmas movie, but without any Santas or angels. Lots of snow, but no presents. You got churches, but church basements and no preaching. Some criticism: only 7% of the homeless people in New York City are white. But in this movie, the homeless people characters are 100% white. Although it veers into corny territory once or twice, this tearjerker is miles beyond any of those Hallmark movies, and it seems genuinely sympathetic to the downtrodden. It deals with real problems, compassion, forgiveness, things like that, and leaves you feeling warm inside. The Two Popes, directed by Fernando Meirelles, a Brazilian director. Jorge Bergoglio, played by Jonathan Pryce, is a popular priest in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He loves soccer, pizza, and dancing the tango. He preaches humility and compassion to the poor, always dressed in plain clothes, even though he's a cardinal. He's flying to the Vatican to request early retirement. Pope Benedict, played by Anthony Hopkins, is a conservative German who thinks the Vatican is moving in the wrong direction, has to be fixed. He loves the pageantry and finery of the Vatican, from the fancy clothes to the elegant trappings. He likes eating alone, a bowl of plain broth with canoodle, and he invites Bergoglio to join him at his country retreat. Their conversation, though, goes nowhere, with one asking to retire and the other one refusing. They disagree on practically everything. Why are they meeting, and will they ever find common ground? Okay, The Two Popes, this is not a spoiler, is a dramatization of a meeting between the two popes, as the title says. Benedict, who stepped down amid scandal, and Francis, the first pope from the Americas, who took his place. This is a highly visual film shot in a semi-documentary style. It gives a pope's eye view of the inside of the Vatican with all its sumptuous finery and grandeur. I once saw in Rome Pope John Paul II appear at the window. So in this movie, you're inside the window looking down at the crowd below, which is very cool. and the larger-than-life characters, as imagined by Welsh actors Hopkins and Price in very effective performances, are humanized and normalized. They're just like you and me. But I think in order to deeply care about this movie, you have to be into the doctrine and policies and politics and ritual of the Catholic Church to truly appreciate this movie. So I guess you got to count me out. Knives Out, written and directed by Rian Johnson. Harlan Thrombey, played by Christopher Plummer, is a hugely successful mystery novelist. He lives in a gothic mansion with his nurse, Marta, played by Ana de Armas. All of his descendants are in town to celebrate his landmark birthday. There's the hard-boiled Linda, a real estate agent, with her hanger-on hubby and playboy son, played by respectively Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, and Chris Evans. The flaky new age entrepreneur Joni, played by Toni Collette, with her college age daughter, played by Catherine Langford, and alt-right son. Goateed Walt's family, played by Michael Shannon, who he handles the publishing side of his dad's burgeoning book empire. And great Nana, who observes all but says nothing. They're the usually family squabbles, but by the morning time, everything has changed. Twombly is found dead in his bedroom in a pool of blood, an apparent suicide, but is it? And if it's murder, who done it? Investigating the crime are two hapless cops and a private detective named Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig. Blanc has an eagle eye for all the details and a deep southern drawl. Everyone is a suspect and has nothing to hide. Everyone except Marta, the nurse, who is allergic to lying. She actually throws up if she says anything that's untrue. Okay, Knives Out is an extremely entertaining mystery comedy in the style of Agatha Christie or Murder, She Wrote. Almost every line in the movie is clever, overflowing with biting cultural references. Benoit Blanc is referred to as CSI from KFC, and they're pastiches of everyone from Gwyneth Paltrow to Ben Shapiro. I've seen this movie twice already, and I could easily watch it again next year. I love this one. Knives Out is on now. Two Popes opens today at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, and The Kindness of Strangers opens next Friday in 1 week. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.